Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, choir. Gwen, let's give it up for Gwen. And Jenna, thank you. I walked up to her a week ago and said, I need you to figure this out. And that's what she came up with, so. When I forget, will you remember for me?
Done deal.
Will you see what I can't see?
Sure.
And the answer is that when you forget Allison, I will remember for you. I will see what you can't see. Well, I'm guessing that none of you expected me to start off with that kind of note, right?
Yeah.
So, the title of my talk, What Do You Bring to the Potluck? Oh my gosh. So, I had this talk written. I had the slides done. I had the music picked. Woo, baby, I had it. So you know what happened. Spirit showed up and said, excuse me, you're the vessel. And here's the new talk. So starting Wednesday, I started to get a completely different download of what I'm talking about today. So if you're here for potluck advice, you're just not going to get it today. I am so sorry. I'm pretty sure we all can do potlucks anyways. But so the new talk today is neighbors, life, and what I believe. Does anybody have really awesome neighbors?
Yeah. I don't know.
I have two amazing neighbors. I have Marin and I have Victoria. As a matter of fact, she's sitting right there. Hi, Vic. And I was thinking about this. So the three of us have lived near or next to each other for like 20 years. You know, so you need your lawn mowed. Okay, I'll be right over. Hey, Linda, I made some soup. Do you want a bowl? Well, yeah. I'll pick up your mail. And you'll notice Mr. Midnight is here today. So Marin and Vic are his spare parents. He's got like three houses in a row, and sometimes he gets confused as to which house he gets to go into for the night, because he has spent so much time at all of our houses. It's, whew. So Tuesday night, Marin calls Vic. Hey, you know, I'm not feeling well. The clinic is closed. Can you take me to the hospital? Of course, Vic is like, yes, come on, let's go. They get to the hospital and Marin's like, hey, just drop me off at the ER. And you don't even need to know Vic to know. She was like, oh no, I'm coming in. So they get in and they get Marin into a room and kidney stones. It's painful. So that's what they were kind of thinking was going on. And so they left the room to go figure all that out, get the pain meds, whatever. And Vic noticed that Marin passed out.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she goes into the hallway and my friend has passed out. Great excitement was created, as you can imagine. Tons of people run into the room. Something happened. So Vic goes outside and my phone rings. Linda, we need to get a phone number of somebody in Marin's family. Okay. I'm on it. I get the phone number, which is a whole nother sermon, just to tell you. and I drive to the hospital. So we're in this room, and I'm on this side of the bed, and Vic is on this side of the bed, and we are each holding Maren's hand. And I had just held the phone up to her ear so her family could say how much they loved her. And then she died. The nurse went out of the room. She went to get the doctor because he has to come in and he has to do that final stuff. And he comes in and he does his thing and he turns and he looks at us and he says, "She's gone." Spiritually evolved person here, licensed practitioner. So what do you think I did? I started bawling like a baby. Tears. Vic looks at me and she's like, "I thought you would be happy." "I thought you would be happy, and I'm 90 seconds into this experience, and I'm thinking WTF. Why do you think I would be happy?" And she says to me, "Because I know you believe in God. I know you believe in God, and isn't this the Holy Grail? She's with God." And I was like, huh. The file folder in my brain of all things spiritual opened up, and the paperwork about how I feel about death fell out, and in that moment, I reviewed, what is it that I believe? What is it that I believe when we lose someone? And so the first thing that came to my mind is that she's with her loved ones. Oh my God, she's with her family on the other side. Her partner for a million years, Karen, had died a handful of years ago, and so I instantly knew that she was with Karen. I knew that she was not in pain. Totally, absolutely know that her soul's journey continued. That the container she was in was done, but her soul's journey was continuing, yeah? And last but not least, oh my God, what an honor. What an honor to be in that room. What an honor to be chosen for this journey with her. Wow. I know you're all going to ask, her aorta exploded and she bled out. There was nothing they could have done. But after Vic kind of challenged me on this and I thought through, what is it that I believe? I had a moment of peace. Vic's question ended up being an act of kindness for me because it triggered my faith. It triggered my faith. It made a difference. It made a difference for me in that room, in that moment. That single act of kindness changed my heart. When I forget, will you remember for me? When I can't see, when you forget, Dana. I will remember for you. Pat, I will see what you can see. Can we just play just a chunk of that song again? I'm here today to bum you all out. So I'm going to tell you what happened next. They closed the doors and they closed the curtains and they said to us, take as much time as you want. So Vic and I were like, well, frankly, fuck.
Right on.
Vic picks up this bag that Maren brought to the hospital with her, and it was full of her medicine, and Vic pulls out, she's like, she brought her cigarettes to the hospital. And I'm like, oh my God, of course she did. And then I'm like, no, this lightning bolt hit me. I'm like, oh my God, we can't take these cigarettes away from her. She'll come and haunt us. But then I'm looking at Vic, who smokes, and she's like, but that's a pack of cigarettes. You know how much they cost? So I'm like, okay, well, compromise. I take two cigarettes out. I put one in each hand. One of each of Maren's hands. And I call the nurse and I'm like, okay, seriously, you have to promise us that the cigarettes are going to go with her. Because she will haunt us if we take her cigarettes. And so the nurse is like stunned. She's like, okay. One of her hands was kind of curled, and so I put the cigarette in between so it looked like she was smoking. So, just a side note, chocolate goes with me. Vic and I, arm in arm around each other, we were able to leave that room, we were able to leave the hospital, and we were giggling. Giggling, yeah. Because we knew. Boy, did we know. But again, I'm not here today to bum you out. Totally not here today, because we take action in this center. We are the people who do things. The staff, oh my God, the staff at Providence, they were amazing. They were amazing to us. Talk about like the worst of situations. The doctor, we're her neighbors, no living family in the state. And they told us what was going on because there wasn't time to stand behind protocol. Yeah. They wanted us to know that she wasn't going to make it. Amazing kindness. They were, what can we do for you? Vic's kindness to me, to trigger my faith. Just, wow. Such a difference in this experience by the kindness that people showed each other. Oh, I have a slide. Life is what you make it. Our attitude is everything. Yeah. Midnight. So I have a challenge for you guys. I have an ask today. I want you to join me. I want you to join me in conscious acts of kindness this week. Do as many as you can. Conscious act of kindness. Open the door. Bring someone soup. Stop and look someone in the eyes and go, "Hi, I see you." And I don't care. I mean, what a week. Seriously, Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, the fires on the West Coast. How's Chile doing? Good? Is the island okay? Okay. But I know there's just so many people. And we're going to call this the Mickey Project. The Mickey Project because I originally was going to talk about a friend of mine who 4 months ago was diagnosed with stage 5 carcinoma, aggressive, non-surgical. And I got that phone call. I'm like, how do I do that? She's in Florida, which now she's evacuated to Dallas. So, but whatever is heavy on your heart this week, does anybody know anybody in Texas? I do. How about Florida? Is anybody kind of on the edge of their seat, kind of going, "Oh my God, what's happening?" Yeah. So your conscious acts of kindness this week, when we do this, let's send this energy field out. Let's send this energy field out. Have you heard of the chaos theory, the butterfly effect? So the butterfly effect, in which a small change in one state can result in a large difference in another state. Our small acts of kindness can mean that the person who needs water in Texas is going to get it. Our acts of kindness mean that the person who needs that air mattress, it's going to show up. That's what we're going to do, yes?
Yes.
Yes? Are you guys going to help me with this?
Yes.
Here's my second, just to... Princess Diana, carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward. Safe in the knowledge that someday someone will do the same for you. And just in case, you want some suggestions. Here are just some 30... random acts. I like that, smile. But I need you to commit to this for me this week. I need to know that all of us, when we leave this center, that we're going to do this week because this is who we are. Yes?
Yes.
Are we the type of people who are just going to sit in our seats and let these experiences settle in our soul? Or do you want to get up and do you want to do something? Yeah?
Yes.
I'm telling you, without those random acts of kindness on Tuesday, I wouldn't have spoken today. Oh my God, we can make a difference. You and me, this week, we're going to make a difference. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so the second thing that that I'm asking you to do is, everybody has, there's always a card on your seat. And so I want you to answer this simple question. And when you're done with it, you can either throw it into the collection plate or I put a basket up here. And so you can just throw it up here. Next week, I'll display all of these cards. So the question is, happiness is. My card, happiness is. Having amazing neighbors. my last slide, in case you just needed a little more inspiration. Cinderella. One shoe can change your life. Yes? Now, there is a fine line between a long sermon and a hostage situation. So I'm going to close this out. I wanted to tell you one quick thing about Maren Carey. So I actually ran across this. It was the same, but it just so fits her. And it goes like this. She was the type of woman, she was the type of woman that when she woke up in the morning and put her feet on the ground, the devil said, "Crap, she's up."
Oh my.
Yes. So, I'm so blessed by you all. Namaste.
Namaste.